Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Rick Namahar Podcast. This is a little special edition I wanted to come up here to talk about because today is Father's Day, and I just had a great guest, Terrence Weasel Smith. And so what I wanted to do, I want to come up here, and I wanted to pay tribute to two people, and that's why this kind of like, if you want to say, fifth quarter. In my own way of saying it, for those that know me, whenever I have a little conversation with people, I like to call Brother Prater's off-the-clock session. And so what I wanted to do, by this being Father's Day, I would feel only right and fair to come up on here to pay tribute and honor to my dad, Reverend Charles Prater, Sr. My dad... Thank God, God has raised him up many times. And I wanted to talk about the young man that was my first hero, the young man that I knew that was God sent. My dad, ever since I was small, my dad have always been a hero. And, of course, my dad, we grew up a family of one girl, four boys, so five kids. But because my sister and I were so close in age and we were close, a lot of my references, when I say we, it's going to be pertaining to me and my sister. Even though my other brothers had a relationship with my dad, but my sister and I were always the two that were always with each other, and especially when it came down to my dad. We would always, you know, do things together. And matter of fact, if I had to talk about it, I would have brought it with me. But my dad ended up taking my sister now to the eighth grade prom. You know, that was cool. You know, some people may not had tolerated their parent being at their prom. Eighth grade, 12th grade, matter of fact, you know, my dad was our chauffeur. We were supposed to go on a double date. Me and my sister Sheila, she had a boyfriend at the time that ended up being my nephew's father, but she ended up having a boyfriend at the time, and I didn't have a date. And so he's hoping coming with us, and it so happened he had a sister, and Sheila said, well, you know. Since I didn't have him to go with, she said, well, you know, you can go with Floyd's sister. I said, how she look? And my sister knew my type. She said, she cute. You like her. Long story short, he didn't go, but she did. So my dad, we were in a convertible, and my dad had all three of us in the back seat chauffeuring us like he was a chauffeur. And we ended up taking a picture with them. And like I said, I thought they were just so cool. So, you know, just growing up, my dad was able to do any and everything. My dad had a remarkable strength, physical strength, but also had knowledge like you could not believe. My dad was fearless. My dad had so much faith in God. He felt like he could do any and everything. If God positioned in front of him, he was able to do it. And my dad, he used to beat himself up because he felt like he did not get the quote-unquote secular education that most people achieve. But my dad would have people, would have attorneys, would have doctors call him for advice. My dad did not realize how gifted and anointed he was. You know, I mean, I look at my dad sometime, and I'm like, you know, man, matter of fact, and I'm this is me being transparent. I told my daddy maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, it hit me. I said, you know what? I said, I need some help. And it was nothing wrong, but I was looking. I was like, I want to be as smart as my dad. Of course, in the Bible, we talk about Solomon. Solomon was known to be the wisest man who ever lived. But to me, in my lifetime, the main person that I knew about was my daddy. So I told my daddy, matter of fact, I called my stepmom at the time, and I told her, you know what? I said, when I come by over there, the next time I come by, I want y'all to lay some hands on me. I want y'all to pray for me. I might have said it in a comical way, but I was serious because I wanted my dad to impart his blessing, his knowledge, the wisdom that God has given him. I wanted to have equivalent. I wanted to get my dad's blessing. I wanted my daddy to bless me. I didn't want anything to be taken away from my daddy, but I wanted my daddy. I wanted to get the approval of my daddy pertaining to wisdom, pertaining to knowledge, all these things. And so I went over there, I think a couple of days later, and I was getting ready to leave. I said, Dad, I want you to pray for me. And I just threw it out there. I want you to pray for me. And he said, everything all right? I said, yes, everything's fine, but I want to make sure that it stays all right. And I told him, I said, Dad, you're the wisest man I know. I said, you know, I looked up to you because you were my father. I was your son. Now I have a son for myself. And I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things. I want to make sure that I'm doing the things that God has me to do to be the example to my son, that I can be able to give the same or receive the same accolades as a father that I give to my father. And so, you know, just being able to just have my daddy to pray for me, not because something was wrong, but because everything was right. And so it really made me look at my dad. And, you know, like I said, I can go on and on and on and on how much my dad had been an influence to me. And, you know, I remember when we used to go in the backyard, me and Sheila would go in the backyard, and my dad would be working on a truck. My dad would be work with dumb trucks and everything, and it'll be pitch dark. And sometimes my dad may just want us to hold the light, or sometimes just for us to not be in the way, we'd just hold the light. And my dad would never mind us being around him. We enjoyed his conversation. Sometimes he didn't say anything at all, but his presence meant a lot. And, you know, we would take it for granted sometimes because we would think that every father was like, and we would hear of people didn't like their father because their father was abusive, their father was an alcoholic, their father was a cusser. I'm going to tell you something. Out of my, finna be 49 years of my life, my daddy has never cursed. My daddy has never cursed. My daddy does not curse. He said he never cursed. Those that know my daddy in Mississippi, they would call him Steamboat. But those that know my daddy, you know, he has helped so many people. And just being honest, he helped so many people. He never asked for anything in return. There are some people that my daddy knew that they were trying to use him, but my daddy helped people anyway. My dad would always say, kill people with kindness. Kill them with kindness. You don't have to act like them to be blessed by God. When someone try to do you wrong, whatever like that, put them in God's hands. That's what my dad is. My dad did not badmouth people. my daddy did not bad mouth people. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My daddy didn't bad mouth people, but me and Sheila were bad mouth people because they were trying to bad mouth our daddy. You know, and my daddy, sometimes he would tell us, hey, don't worry about it. He can fight for himself. And he wouldn't do anything. And they used to make us mad. And so, just looking at the kind of fathers that I have, I would look at my dad even in my years now and how can my dad influence help me to become like that when it comes down to situations? My dad didn't get upset. I've seen my dad a few times get upset or, frustrated. And I knew when he was frustrated. I knew when my dad was hurt. I remember, I believe twice, my dad was hurt. And the last time was when my sister was killed. My dad was a provider. My dad was a protector. And even in my daddy calling me that night that my sister was killed, my daddy begged me, June, don't do anything. Don't do nothing. Put it in God's hand. My daddy that just lost his daughter, his only daughter, the closest child he had, and he said, put them in God's hand. My daddy is a man of integrity. My dad have always been a man of integrity, and I appreciate that. And so I wanted to come up in here not just to, say something about my dad. I know some people, they talk highly about their parent or about their child or whatever, and their child don't have Facebook or their parent don't have Facebook, and their parent don't know how the child feels about them. But I wanted to publicly say this about my dad, because when we get done with everything, the next time I see him, probably Tuesday, I'm going to show him this video to let you know, Daddy, I appreciate the man that you are. You helped me to be the man that I am today. You helped me to be the father that I am. You helped me to be the son that I am. And so, I couldn't have asked for a better father. I could not have asked for a better father. Sometimes I see myself outside of myself, and I see a lot of my daddy in me. And look here, couldn't have been a better man other than God. And I appreciate it. And so with this being Father's Day weekend, I thank God and I pay tribute and honor to my daddy. I'm the third child. But even though I might be one in a million or one out of a bunch, to me, he's my daddy. And I appreciate it. I thank God for God allowing me to have my daddy still here in the midst of how the devil may try to attack him or whatever like that. But God has given my daddy victory. And because God has given my daddy victory, I give God the victory. I give him the glory and the honor for giving my daddy victory, for me to have my daddy with me, for me to give him his flowers while he can yet smell them. And, my thing is being able to live a life where, I have no regret. And so I don't regret coming up in here and publicly acknowledging my daddy. Let him know, hey, I appreciate you. And like I said, I really don't like speaking up for people. But like I said, once again, because me and Sheila, we knew how each other were. We knew how we thought. And so I know for a fact she wouldn't have mind me on behalf of her. This is for me and Sheila. Daddy, you did a heck of a job. We appreciate you. We love you. And you know what? Sheila loved my daddy. My daddy was Sheila and my hero. Like I said, I can speak for her because I knew how she felt. And so even though she may not be physically here, but the words that are resonating from my mouth, these are her words that her and I will often talk about in private. So I thank God for God blessing me to have a father such as he, and also for him to be able to be the grandfather that he is. I have to say this before I forget. My daddy, as great of a father that he was, he didn't have the beginning. He didn't have what I had. My dad, he didn't have his father in his life. But in spite of, my daddy didn't hold on to that cycle. My daddy broke that cycle. My daddy did not become just like his father. But in spite of my dad, as a matter of fact, I met my grandfather, my dad's father. I met him, I believe I might have been 9 or 10 or something like that. You know, my daddy didn't have his father in his life until my granddaddy publicly owned my daddy at 33 years old, and I was maybe 9 or 10 years old. So I remember when my grandfather came into my daddy's life, and for me to meet him, for me to know him. So, but my daddy, you know, he could have been a product of his upbringing, but he wasn't. And I thank God for my dad. So with that, my dad being not just a great father, but a great grandfather, and for him to be an example to my son, and for my dad to help me to be the type of father to my son that would make my son proud. And also I want to say publicly, I thank God for my son, Dylan. My son, I always call him my bodyguard. Dylan, I always call him my bodyguard. Even when he was small, he was my bodyguard. Some people thought that that was just funny, but he really was my bodyguard because spiritually and emotionally and psychologically, he would hold me accountable. I had him as my accountability partner because the decision that I made, I had to realize that it was not just my decision that was just going to affect me, but it was going to affect him too. Every decision that daddy made, it would affect his son. And so I thank God that God blessed me to be able to have the son that I have. And I told my son, and I said it to him privately, and I said publicly, I told my son, Dylan, thank you for making being a daddy easy. Now, I know many others, you know, I'm not saying every day was a bed of roses. Everything was a teachable moment because being a father does not come with a manual. And especially someone that not just as a minister, but someone in law enforcement, you know, I see things. I grew up in my environment. I grew up, I see things in, you know, as a provider and a protector, I want to protect my son. But most importantly, I want to instill my son. I want to instill godly values. I want to instill some words of wisdom that's not pertaining to, not coming from me in my emotion, but coming from God in the spirit. So I understand me being responsible for my actions, me being responsible, not just in front of him, but even privately behind his back. Never do anything that would bring shame, embarrassment, not just to my parents, but to my son. I don't want to be that type of father where my son would have to fight in my honor because of the foolishness or the mistakes that I've made. My dad said this as a kid, and I'll take this to my grave. He said, a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from somebody else's mistakes. So I want to make sure that God has blessed me to be that wise man to learn from my mistakes and that wiser man to learn from somebody else's mistakes. But also I want to impart into my son the importance so that way he can be wiser than I. So, like I said, I thank God for my daddy. I thank God for my son. I thank God for, you know, just me being who I am. I'm blessed. I tell people, I haven't said this a lot. I haven't said this often, but I haven't said it lately. But I always tell people, sometimes I slap my hand or I pinch myself because God has blessed me to be where I am. And it was nothing on my doing, but it was all on him. I thank God every chance I get for me being where I am and who I am. And I know without him, I'm nothing and nobody. But in him, I'm everything because of him. So I want to say to my daddy, Daddy, thank you so much, so much for you imparting God and your wisdom. You always took time to listen. You always took time, and I'm going to say it like this, even at the times that things might have been rough, but one thing about it, I always count on my daddy keeping things secretive. If I wanted to confide in my daddy, I didn't hear it out in the streets. If I wanted to confide it to my daddy never put me down or anything like that, talk bad about me or whatever like that. And growing up, my daddy, he didn't whoop us a lot because he just talked. And when he talked, I'd rather get a whooping because my daddy, it was like when my daddy spoke, it pierced the soul. You know, my daddy didn't yell and all that stuff. We didn't, you know, my daddy didn't do all that. And nothing against those fathers who are, but I'm talking about my daddy, my daddy's character and nature. My daddy always knew how to talk to people. My daddy always was a comforter. And so I appreciate it, you know. And matter of fact, I was over there earlier today, and I was just talking to my dad, and next thing you know, I realized I was knocked out, you know. But just being around my daddy, you know, that was cool. And, you know, it's important. I'm just gonna say it's important for if you have a good father for your children, hey, encourage that relationship. You know, women, if you have a good father, if you have a good child's father, a children's father, that relationship. Sometimes you may have to intervene and say, you know, come on, you know, your daddy didn't mean any harm, blah 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 blah, you know, whatever, you know. So, like I said, I thank God for my dad. I appreciate him. I look up to him, and it's never an embarrassment. It's never I'm never too proud to say I love my dad. I appreciate him, but you know, my love is more than just a word. It's actions, and that's what my dad have always, you know, my dad have always showed that. My dad have always showed that. So I thank God for my daddy. I thank God for my son. I thank God he has grown to be an excellent young man. You know, I have fun with him. I learn from him. And I appreciate God blessing me to have a great father and a great son. And I'm honored, you know. So I just wanted to tell you all, to my own daddy, once again, happy Father's Day. And to my son, thank you for helping me to become a father. And so, thank you for honoring me, and I just thank God for the opportunity to be here, and thank you all for listening. Thank you all for the texts, the calls, the messages. I'm honored. You know, I appreciate every one of you all, and just know that, you know, the best is yet to come. So I want to encourage each and every one, no matter what it looks like, give it to God. You know, you may not have a relationship with your father, but you do your part. I want to encourage those sons, those children, do your part. Do your part. Hey, put them in the hands of God. Now, if it's something that's not legal, if it's something, if it's a situation that calls for, you know, the police, anything illegal, then, hey, you know, use wisdom. But if it ain't anything illegal or anything pertaining to any type of lawsuit or any type of abuse, hey, look here. Sometimes we have to realize sometimes our parents, we don't know what their upbringing was. We don't know what they dealt with. You know, it's easy for us as children to be able to look at things from a 2021 vision. This 2021 year, but some of our parents, you know, think about them growing up in the 50s, 60s, you know, 50s, 40s, or whatever like that. And so who knows, that mindset that they have has not been updated. So just realize, just give it to God. Pray for them, but also you do your part in asking God to set the scene. So, and also last but not least, I want to pay tribute to those who may have fathers who are no longer with us. You know, I want you to know we're praying for you all. You know, this is a time that, you know, while some people may be celebrating and smiling and laughing, there are others that are mourning. Regardless of how long it's been or how recent it's been, you know, this is a time that it can be a very difficult time for some people. But this is a time that we need to embrace everyone, pray for everyone. You know, if there's someone who don't need prayer, then there's someone who may not still be living. You know, so as long as someone is alive, we need to be praying for them because you never know what they're dealing with. So with that being said, I thank each and every one for listening. Thank you all for even just allowing me to be in your home. And so with that being said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And once again, Daddy, happy Father's Day. I appreciate you. To Dylan, hey, thank you for helping me to become a father. Thank you for making me a father. And I appreciate you. And I get a chance to see y'all later. All right. Take care. God bless. Love y'all dearly. All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.